Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Forrester's got a ton of sound for us. We're going to get to that, including the awkwardness of the Falcons explaining what they did last night. Mike Johnson was on the show earlier. You can go back and get that wherever you get our podcasts, including always on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify, and at the Next Round app. Download that. Next Round Live there. Show being brought to you by our friends at New York Butcher Shop, man. Weekend's here. You were going by there last night, late night.
Yeah, I did. Went and saw Jim last night, the 119 location in Greystone. Picked up what ended up being just delicious, this chicken, rice, and mushroom dish. It was absolutely fantastic. Young Jack loved it. Just great stuff from the New York Butcher Shop. Stop in, see Jim, all the fine folks there. There are two locations for you. The one I was at, 119, the original in Cahaba Heights, fresh meats, specialty items. They've got a great selection of fine wines and desserts. Stop in, rare quality, well-done service, the New York Butcher Shop.
All right, Todd Furman is with us, BetTheBoardPodcast.com, BetTheBoardPodcast.com. I don't even know how to ask this question, but how much money, Furman, could I have made on Michael Penix going to the Falcons?
Prices widely fluctuated right around 20 to 25 to 1, so a little bit of surprise to say the least, but not even the biggest of what we saw in the first 15 picks. If you believe that the Raiders would use a top draft pick to pick a tight end for the second straight season, 60 to 1 the going rate on the Raiders' first pick in the draft being a tight end. So there were some money-making opportunities with those two of the bigger surprises given the way the draft fell over the first 15 picks.
Hey, Furman, I hate laying that big number, but I told everybody over 4.5 quarterbacks is a lock. Now, when I told people that it was minus 340, it got as high as minus 500. How many people risked the big number and took the over 4.5 quarterbacks?
You start to see some money come that way, but the bigger play there was all about Bo Nix and his under. That's the one that really took some serious money. Didn't move as much on the screen in some of the forward-facing books, but a lot of the betting groups doing everything they could to bet his draft position under 32.5, thinking that was going to be the key cog. Michael Penix was kind of the outlier in all of that. I don't think a lot of people had him penciled in, not necessarily going that high, but weren't sure where he was going to fall. So he had a combination of factors, and that's the one thing with the draft. When you can identify one to two players and where they may go, it allows a number of other dominoes to fall into line and create some upside and opportunity. On the flip side, to the quarterbacks going over the total, I think the one that dealt a blow to a lot of folks that laid a substantial price to go under was wide receivers at 6.5. It took the 49ers at pick 31, taking Ricky Pearsall out of Florida, and of course Carolina trading from 33 to 32 to take a wide receiver as well. So have to imagine there were a lot of folks sitting pretty at under 6.5 when you get to pick 31, only to see wide receiver go back to back.
I think I'm correct about this. That was the last two picks of the first round, and neither one of those guys were first team all SEC.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's pretty crazy.
It's wild when you look at it and some of the depth, and you try and figure out what the NFL draft scouts see compared to what these guys are contributing at the college level, almost along the same lines as Nick Saban's, I don't know if I call it criticism, but his characterization talking about Amarius Mims and some of the reservations he had about him being a first-round draft pick
that,
as well.
That was the nicest hatchet job I'd ever seen in my life. That was like smiling and apologizing for every cut he made. He was wiping the blood off of you as he was cutting you up. I want to ask you, which team do you think changed their win total the most in the first round? Was it the Bears? Because, I mean, the Bears addressed quarterback, and then they got a playmaker. I mean, I loved the Bears last night.
Yeah, I'm not sure it changed their win total a ton because everyone already had Caleb Williams being their starting quarterback built into that equation. And when you look at the way the draft was going to set up over the first top 10, it was just a question of how the Bears would go about it. Did they want to bring in a receiver? And when you look at the Bears' depth chart at the receiver position, I mean, Roan comes in and he'll be a third receiver most likely behind DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, at least right now. Keenan Allen, of course, on a much shorter-term deal in terms of what remains there. So it's a Bears team that looks to be a little bit more dynamic offensively than they would have been before. But it's always interesting because when you look at some of these players that are available, more often than not, some of the mocks, they're built into the win totals. I think if any team really helped their offensive prospects for the 2024 season, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. And they get the pick from the Buffalo Bills, who had been doing everything they can to bridge the gap and get closer to AFC supremacy. And now suddenly you give Xavier Worthy a chance to operate on the outside for a Chiefs offense that added Hollywood Brown this offseason. And suddenly when you look at the speed, potentially at the receiver position, barring a suspension to Rashee Rice, that receiving core looks a heck of a lot more dynamic on paper than what it did before.
Well, if you're the Bills trying to bridge a gap, Brown, sometimes you get so frustrated you just blow up the damn bridge.
I guess so. The reaction is that the Chiefs got their Tyreek Hill back. And that feels like a bit of an overstatement for Xavier. I know he can fly, but Tyreek Hill does a lot of things.
True. I mean, it's always tough to replace that kind of talent on the field, given how explosive Tyreek is. I have to imagine, though, reading the characterizations and the scouting reports, that Xavier Worthy may be a better locker room guy and a better overall person than what the Chiefs and now the Dolphins have in Tyreek Hill, though.
I'll keep that person. Don't worry.
Yes. Drive by.
I'll keep that locker room person.
Furman, there's still a lot of guys that thought they were going to go last night. Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jazane Newton out of Illinois, Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. Have they A.D. Mitchell out of Texas? Have they reset the market on who will be the favorite to go off the board first tonight?
You know, a lot of books, they'll hang their draft props and they'll kind of keep some of those numbers there. They won't necessarily readjust them other than creating some unique opportunities that are there. So when you're looking for some of those marquee players that are out there, Cooper DeJean, to be a second round pick is a favorite right now. But what's interesting, if you believe that the Green Bay Packers, who were connected to him as potentially a first round match, that price is right around 5-1. Spencer Rattler to be drafted in the second round, a price tag right now widely available of +180. Blake Corum to be a second-round draft pick at 3-1. And the one position that we haven't seen mentioned at all was the running back spot. But you did start to see money coming in the 48 hours leading up to the draft with Jonathan Brooks separating himself from Trey Benson in that particular market. Brooks had moved into that -$1.20 range. So we'll see if the talented running back from Texas recovering from that lower body injury will be the first running back selected in this year's draft.
Do you believe the Chargers were really shopping just Herbert at some point?
So we had heard rumblings of that about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and the Vikings were one team that was connected. Now, the Chargers shooting it down and saying, no, we were never serious about it. You know, you don't necessarily know what to believe, but there were overtures from Minnesota potentially figuring out what the package would look like, if it was going to be two first-round picks and then maybe a Justin Jefferson. And it made sense, at least on the surface, if Jim Harbaugh was as serious as he's been with all of that praise around J.J. McCarthy. And if the Chargers don't believe they can win now with a quarterback on a massive deal like that, then you can kind of reset the clock a little bit. But it doesn't sound like it progressed all that far. Just interesting fodder, and no doubt would have been one of the more seismic moments that we would have talked about in the draft. And ironically enough, we'll see how the Vikings like life with J.J. McCarthy, who will probably get to sit this year behind Sam Darnold unless things go haywire.
Todd Furman with us, BetTheBoardPodcast.com, BetTheBoardPodcast.com, at Todd Furman on Twitter is where you find him. He's with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. After seeing two or three games, depending on the series you were watching, is there an NBA series where you have started to doubt your handicapping?
I won't say you doubt the handicapping, but I think what's really opened my eyes a little bit is maybe the separation of talent between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. We see all the time everyone wants to gravitate towards the superstars, and for years that's been the way that you go out there and win NBA championships. But when you don't have anything past those superstars, it puts you in a little bit of a difficult spot. Now, I know the Suns haven't lost a game at home yet, so still very much in control of their own destiny if they're able to hold serve. And we've seen them get bet from a 2.5-point favorite out to 4.5. But if the Timberwolves are able to get a split in Phoenix, I think it speaks volumes about a young team that not many people necessarily believed in being able to knock off Phoenix the way that one was getting bet before the series started. And when we look at the Boston Celtics, I don't think Miami's going to really put a true scare into them, but awfully hard to trust this team when you look at the way they perform in the postseason. You know, big-time underachievers, I just think that they get a very favorable road in the East, and nobody will really be truly be able to push them, whether it's the 76ers or Knicks, should one of those teams meet them in the Eastern Conference Finals.
We know how good the Nuggets are, but they are the complete kryptonite for the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers have lost 13 consecutive games. LeBron James has more playoff starting experience combined with 285 playoff games than the entire roster of the Denver Nuggets, but they're down 0-3. And what could I have gotten for the Nuggets to sweep the Lakers?
The price won't be as outlandish as you think in that regard. I saw some shops in that plus 175, plus 180 range, because when you look at the way the series price opened, I mean, the Nuggets were more in that $5 to $6 range. Now, if you believe that the Nuggets would trail at halftime in two of those games and be able to come back and win in commanding fashion, a little bit of a different dynamic there. Of course, game two, the one that maybe broke the Lakers' spirit, but Denver just finds a way to wear this group down. And you look at Nikola Jokic, he is more than happy to take with the defense gives them, and you know, sometimes if it's 8 or 9 points early on, they've just found a way to continue to come at Anthony Davis and make sure this Lakers team has nothing left in the tank when you get deep into the fourth quarter, or in the case of game three, the Nuggets really going into takeover mode in the third, showing incredible balance with all four of their five starters with 20 plus points, and it just speaks to how good this team is and why they're going to continue to be a force to be reckoned with in the Western Conference.
Your free play of the week is Roughnecks plus the 7.5 against the Stallions in the UFL. Go ahead and take that one. What'd you think of the Talladega finish? I know you're a big fan.
As someone who had Brad Keselowski at 15-1, I wish that the block had gone a little bit more seamlessly for Michael McDowell. And Brad had a chance to race to the flag at the end and kind of take that win. But credit to Tyler Reddick. I mean, he kept himself out of the mess all day long. And the one thing that I would like to see, and it's not just Talladega, we're starting to see the trend emerge at Daytona. It's really become a lot more of a fuel race. And so I think NASCAR has to figure out how to handle the stages, because a lot of these teams just not racing full throttle, so you don't see the same speed that we've grown accustomed to in the past. And it changes some of the excitement that you get. I know super speedway racing, and especially Talladega, has a prominent place on the schedule, and rightfully so, but it's one race, or two races, I should say, every year, gentlemen, that I watch, and I am thrilled that I do not have a ton of exposure from a betting standpoint. I'm more impressed that all of you guys were able to survive Talladega, and hopefully Taylor wasn't scarred doing a lot of your social media presence being on Talladega Boulevard. Well,
I think she loved it. I think they the whole crew loved it out there. You had to laugh, though, when the Toyota cars timed it up so they could all be together, and then they wrecked themselves.
You know, the craziest part about that was the strategy was well-founded, and that's actually what gave Tyler Reddick the opportunity to go out there and win the race. He just didn't have his Toyota teammates out there to push with him. But Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones, and everybody else, not exactly what a Toyota Racing Development drew up when a lot of those guys find their day ending significantly earlier, and we hope that Eric Jones can return soon from that compression fracture in his lower back.
All right, here's Todd Furman, BetTheBoardPodcast.com, BetTheBoardPodcast.com, and at Todd Furman on Twitter. Thank you very much, Furman. Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Enjoy the last couple days of the draft.
All right, buddy, you too. Furman with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
Last couple of days of the draft, an amazing graphic here after LT tells us about Lakefest, which is coming up. Lakefest coming up.
Yeah, May 10th through the 12th, Lakefest, Logan Martin Lake. Make sure you plan on being there. It's Mother's Day weekend. But they're going to have the free mimosas for mom on Sunday. They're going to have free music all weekend long. Make sure you stop in and see all of the great folks at Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AM First. Again, May 10th through the 12th right there, Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. Free admission for the public. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats, vehicles on display, vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend, including free Velcro Pygmies concert on Saturday night, fireworks show on Friday night. For more information, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Okay, now this graphic, I don't have graphic support for it, but I will just tell you from Yahoo, it amazed me today. Tonight, you got the second and third round on ABC, ESPN, same place you saw it last night. After that, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round, not as important. In fact, making the starting roster last year in the NFL, first round draft picks made up 28.24% of the starting rosters last year. Second round, made up 18.9% of the starting roster. Third round, 14.8%. The fourth highest percentage of making up the roster, 12.1% of the starting rosters in the NFL last year, were undrafted free agents. More than fourth round picks, fifth round picks, sixth round picks, and seventh round picks.
Well, it used to be a death sentence, undrafted.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, it's tough to evaluate talent when it gets that far down. And when you bring in these free agents, then you can make the decision on who you want to keep, who the fit is.
Well, isn't that pretty amazing? Oh, there's the graphic here from our friends at Yahoo. Isn't that amazing that you've got first, second, third round, last signing tonight, and then you've got a better chance, or at least in that period of time, those 4 or 5 years, 2019, 2023, of being an undrafted free agent and making the roster than being drafted in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round. I thought that was
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm really surprised because you bring in more undrafted free agents.
Yeah. Well, you do, LT, but you have a chance to draft them in the fourth, fifth, and sixth before they're undrafted.
Yeah, but again, once you get down to the fourth, fifth, and sixth, I mean, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it is. It is. They called it the secret round there with Yahoo. And yeah, I just thought that was a pretty amazing stat.
No, I agree with you 100% because I've always been told the great teams build in those late rounds, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what I've always been told. It's a, you know, the first round gets all the lights and the highlights and the talking heads, but what sets you apart is what you do in the late rounds.
Yeah, but if you just look, I mean, 4.8% in the sixth round where Tom Brady was drafted one time and became the greatest of all time, and Brock Purdy's with the 49ers now is a 3 in 100 chance of Brock Purdy doing what he's doing right now. Tom Brady was a 4 in 100 chance of doing what he's doing. Man, that's pretty against
remarkable.
The odds. Yeah, and what they're doing. Some reaction from the draft. Let's go back to the train wreck before we get to Luganville. The train wreck that was, or at least what I've talked myself into actually liking what Atlanta has done with Michael Penix.
Are you kidding? You don't like Bowers, you do like Penix.
Okay. I've talked myself into saying they've got a guy for 2 years and then Penix will take over. Why not? But the explanation, give me cut three if you can, Tyler. Cut three. This is Terry Fontenot, the general manager, and Raheem Morris, the new head coach. And they get asked about the hard part last night. Actually having to tell Kirk Cousins that they were drafting or had drafted Michael Penix. And Raheem's on the right, Fontenot's on the left. And this is how the explanation went last night to the Atlanta media.
Whichever one of you called Kirk when you were on the clock and you tell me about it, what's his reaction?
Well, that's a private. We wouldn't share that, you know. And obviously,
reactions are pretty private, right?
Yeah.
You know, he got called on the clock, obviously, because it's a sensitive time with the issues of what you got going on. It's never a right time to talk to a quarterback about those things, and reactions are always going to be private when it comes to those things, unless Kirk decides to tell you some of those things, or whatever the case may be. But he's a competitor, just like us all, and you can always expect those things to go just like you kind of think.
Now, his agents kind of been telling us that they were shocked and dismayed and so that they were informed.
That's who's running your organization, Forrester. You know what his reaction was? Are you effing kidding me? And here's the thing. Why would you not give him a heads up? It's not like, well, we wanted to see if Michael Penix was going to be available. You knew Michael Penix was going to be available at 8. You knew you were going to take him all night long. Why would you, when you're on the clock, give him the heads up then?
You're right.
It's a kick in the balls.
It really is. For a guy that's not even put on a helmet yet, by the way, I want to keep pointing that out. It's not like this guy's played there 5 years. He has not put on a helmet for them yet.
Wait, and you want him to be able to roll into that organization and really capture his teammates, and now he goes in, he's probably pissed off.
Yeah, EG would tell you, Forrester would tell you, they're Atlanta people, Atlanta fans, Atlanta people. Kirk Cousins has gone to Braves games. He's gone to Hawks games. He's gone to the soccer match. He was at the soccer match. He has jumped into the city and has done everything you would want him to do. His wife's from there, so he loves the city, and he's jumped in there and tried to be Mr. Atlanta since he's been a part of the team.
My favorite part of it was Terry Fontenot when he's asked the question. And he answers, reactions are private. And he looks over at Raheem Morris like, this is what we're going with, by the way.
Well, right? Because if the reaction, let me ask you this. Is it private if Kirk Cousins goes, man, I cannot wait to bring in Michael Penix Jr. I think he's talented. Love watching him at Washington. I can't wait to mentor him. Would that have been private?
Probably not. And, boy, if Kirk Cousins comes out and says that today, I'd throw a little extra in his paycheck this week if I was the Atlanta Falcons.
I got there giving $180 million.
I mean, what that showed me is they looked completely lost.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins' reaction, I would have loved to have heard it, but I think I'm pretty close in the ballpark of, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you that I like Raheem. I do too.
I just don't think he's that good of a head coach. I think he's a great defensive mind.
I think he got in a tough situation in Tampa. I mean, we were not a great roster and had a little quarterback issue and not a good time for him to be a head coach there.
I think
he's in a better situation in Atlanta.
The question I always wonder on these deals is how heavy handed was Arthur Blank in this. And those guys are not going to sit there and say, well, you know what? Our owner came in and said, we like this guy, let's go.
I would think you'd have to run that by Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank.
Oh, there's no doubt you're going
to
Arthur Blank.
There's video of them talking to Arthur Blank.
Yeah. Obviously, it's his money, but he's also getting older. He wants a championship. Yeah. He loves this organization. And I'm surprised that he greenlit that.
Yeah. From what I'm told, usually he is a hands-off owner. He's not Jerry Jones. He's the total opposite. Hmm.
No, but he's shown up in film before and hangs out in the back.
No, yeah. He does, and he's on the sidelines. He loves it. I'm just saying he lets the football people make football decisions. He's not a Jerry Jones pseudo.
Not a good
manager.
Decision, and I love Penix Jr.
Yeah. We may all give it Fs today. It may end up being fantastic. We'll talk to Tom Luganville when we come back. Dr. B now working with two-thirds of this desk up here.
You know, I thought about it. I've always said tell a friend if they're starting to thin out a little bit. I think I did mention something to you a couple of months ago, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because you said yesterday, did somebody say something to you? And I think I just said...
Well, I'd mentioned to you that should we mention something to Brown?
Oh, so Dunaway was talking behind my back, but you came to me, so I do appreciate
absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
I told him you would come. I literally said this. I said, you'll admit this. I said, it will come better coming from you than from me.
Well, because your delivery's not great.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Not, it's not. It's awkward. It's awkward. Right,
yeah. So anyway, Brown went to see Dr. B, and I think Brown is going to absolutely love the progress his hair is about to have. He's going to do the same treatment I'm doing. Luganville's laughing his ass off. Non-invasive of treatment three times a week, 30 minutes each time on the couch. That's all I'm doing. My hair has more than doubled in thickness. Make that phone call today. Schedule a consultation just like me and Brown had with Dr. Beckenstein, best in the business, 205-319-0316. For more than 20 years, women and men have turned to Dr. B for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. T3hair.net for more information.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923. This hour of the next round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local, 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook, 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Greene as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by Amherst, is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for Mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by Amherst, May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Take TNR on the go with a podcast built for your satisfaction. Miss Hour 1, find it in podcast form. Miss Hour 2, stream it now. Miss Hour 3, download it for later. Miss Hour 4, well, just know it's never coming back. Listen to TNR wherever you find podcasts.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Back here on the Next Round as we roll on, Tom Luganville standing by. As Tom joins us, tell us about Johnson RV Center, Brownie. Our trip last week to Talladega would not have been half as fun if not for Nick Johnson and Johnson RV Center.
Of course not. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur is where you find them. Always online, JohnstonRVCenter.com. They have repriced their entire, both of their lots. And they are so confident in their pricing, they give you a nationwide price match guarantee. Actually, they'll beat it.
Nationwide.
They will beat it nationwide on any comparable RV. Bring them the price, and they will beat it at Johnston RV. RV warranty forever, lifetime warranty on everything new and qualifying used. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. Always online, JohnstonRVCenter.com. Tom Luganville joins us now from the road. He is with ESPN. What is up, Lukes? How are you?
I am great. So a couple of things before we get started. Number one, how much fun is RV?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, we had it at Talladega. Awesome. It's great. Yes. Yeah.
It is awesome. Did it with the family for like 2 years. Hope to be doing it again at some point or another when everybody's off to college. Number two, Jim, you're beyond repair.
Yeah. Oh, my hair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We tell Dave Pastis all the time.
Yeah.
We're like, don't be Brian Urlacher.
No. In fact, it would look stupid now if I started to grow it back. But yes. I was actually the first one because it was going to be like turning a basket of fish and feeding the masses if Dr. B was able to get my hair to grow back. So the first thing was you're old, your follicles are dead. So then LT went, and now Brownie is there. So, yes, your we are way past that. Yes.
I think you look good. You look good. I don't think it should change a thing.
Well, it's a little hairy today.
It's going to be a little tough.
I'm going to lose. I usually buzz it. I didn't buzz it this morning. I was running a little late. Didn't get here till 6:50.
I see it, though. You got the little sproutlings.
Yeah. Luganville also missed the eye. A little late. Didn't get here till 6:50.
Luganville, he looks like a baby reindeer.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, our man Chip Brown. Chip Brown, I was on with him yesterday in Austin. He's like, hey, my wife wanted to know, are you the idiot that got us on Baby Reindeer? And I told you guys the same thing. I watched one episode, and you'll agree, after one episode, it's like, damn, this could be pretty good. And then it quickly goes off the rails.
Right off of a cliff. Now, while we're on the subject, don't know if you've seen it, but there is a great show with Jeff Daniels called American Rust.
Oh, I've got it queued and ready to go this weekend.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
It's phenomenal. It's on Amazon Prime. There's only two seasons. The wife and I just finished the finale of the second season, and it was one of the best television end-of-season finales, and I hope it's not the end of the show. It's one of the best finales I've seen in a long time. Get on it. It's fantastic.
That is amazing you said that, because I was looking for something after The Gentleman to watch, and that would popped up, and I was like, I'm going to go with that.
What's give me a synopsis. What we got?
So it's basically in the Rust Belt. It's like a small outside of Pittsburgh, in the peninsula point of West Virginia, old mining towns, and it's basically a police thriller drama mystery. That's the best way for me to explain it without giving too much away. You don't know who to trust. You think the good guys are the good guys, but you're not quite sure. Yeah. Sometimes the good guy's got to do bad guy things, but you like him because they're really actually the good guy that just had to do what needed to be done. That type of thing.
What's the time period?
It's now. It's okay.
Current.
Yeah. Jeff Daniels. I don't know if you ever saw Godless. His best work.
Great movie.
Yeah, he was incredible in that. But, I mean, he's an underrated guy, obviously, from Dumb and Dumber and doing, drama. I mean, the guy's versatile.
He's great in The Newsroom.
Oh, yeah, love The Newsroom.
Fantastic. By the way, is there anything in sports going on lately?
I don't know. You've got J.J. McCarthy on your bed back there.
Yeah, well, you guys are talking about hair. Quaid.
Yeah, tell Quaid, get a haircut. Get a haircut, Quaid.
We got no hair problems here with a bowl of popcorn.
Hey, bowl of popcorn. As a guy used to teach a Easy A class at Eastern Kentucky, that hair works in Richmond, Kentucky.
First of all, there is no such thing. This is the Harvard of the South, mind you. By the way, so this is so cool, and you guys know this, because in our business, we miss a lot. Right. Like we miss a lot.
Right.
And it just so happens, especially for me, because I never get to see him play. And it just so happens that this weekend, Fox has 3 of the 4 UFL games. And it happens to coincide with the spring game and a charity event that I'm involved with. So I actually get to come and do it with my son this weekend, which is awesome because he enrolls in the summer session in like 3 weeks and I'm not going to be able to be there to take him. So this is like a really, really cool weekend. And Jim, I know you know better than to besmirch Richmond, Kentucky.
Oh, I know. No, I taught a class there. I left a brand new pair of shoes there because I had too many kamikaze shots one night at a bar when I met a young lady. Richard Kidd, I think, right? Richard Kidd, is that his name? Coach Kidd, Roy Kidd Stadium. That guy could coach some ball.
Yeah. He could coach some ball, man. Made it to 91 years old this last August.
Tom Lugabill is with us from ESPN. He's on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. This may be a tough question, but of the first-round guys, you evaluated all these guys coming out of high school.
Yeah.
Of the first-round guys, from the first tape you watched to last night, who made the biggest improvement? Just gut reaction. From the first tape you ever watched them until last night when they're drafted, who do you think you saw make the biggest jump?
Bo Nix.
There you go. Bo Nix.
I mean, honestly, and you and I were texting last night.
Yeah.
And you've got to give that kid a lot of credit, man. Because anybody who's in our profession, in the media, pays attention to college football or recruiting. And I first saw him at a Atlanta camp. I think he was 15. And we had him in the Under Armour game. But anybody who thinks after those first 3 years at Auburn that he was going to go on, it would tell you that he was going to go on and become a first-round draft choice. It's flat-out lying. I mean, there's probably not been a player that has had a reversal of fortune and earned his stock in the first round as much as Bo Nix did when you consider the path he took.
Okay, can I ask you this, Luke? I want to read you this from Adam Schefter, and you tell me how full of horse shit Sean Payton is. Sean Payton wanted and intended to draft Patrick Mahomes in the 2017 draft when he held the 11th overall pick. He was ready to turn in the card, but before he could, the Chiefs traded up to the Bills' spot at number 10 and took Mahomes one spot before Payton drafted him. Payton feels as strongly about Bo Nix as he did about Mahomes.
If he feels that way, then you make the pick. I mean, I thought the pick was high. I thought there was a little ego involved. But if you feel that way, then you've got to make the pick, and now it's your job to coach him into that type of player. But I will say this, too. As much as people loved Patrick Mahomes, nobody projected that one either. Because you've got to understand, when you look at that offense, you look at the true air raid offense, there have been two players, since Tim Couch was drafted. Why do I have balloons on this?
I do not know. What in the world just happened?
That is unbelievable.
That is nothing we did.
Was that you?
No. I think it was Quaid. I think Quaid screwed up.
Yeah, he is.
The budget on the next round, I thought we got special effects now.
I don't know.
I got a green screen. A dinosaur is going to show up here.
We just don't want eggplants.
You know what? What's crazy is that this is a new segment I'm doing. It's like that that show on ESPN. You just made a good point. So I gave you balloons.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really like it.
If you make another good point, I'll give you lightning bolts. Hot takes.
Yeah. So there have been two players since Tim Couch was drafted that have actually panned out from the air raid offense. That's Patrick Mahomes, and I think you have to now include Jared Goff. He has played in 2 Super Bowls. Okay.
Yep.
So nobody really truly believe that one. They might have loved his skill set, but you have to always ask yourself from that scheme, is it going to translate? Is he going to be able to make that move? And there's really only been two. In fact, if you look over the course of the last 20 years, do you know how many top 10 picks quarterbacks have actually made the Pro Bowl? or been voted unanimously All-Pro?
How many?
Four.
20
years.
20 years.
Just shows you how difficult it is to project a position.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see it from, I mean, I tweeted out, and it's one of those freezing takes, and I've seen it a million times. When the Chiefs took him 10th overall, I was like, they're going to regret this Patrick Mahomes kid. Because, I mean, realistically, Bo Nix had a ton more success in college than Patrick Mahomes did.
Yeah.
He won a lot more games. He absolutely did.
Let me ask you, though.
On the subject.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Drake May, Mac Jones. I mean, you tell me, what are the Patriots doing? Is Drake May that much better than Mac Jones?
Athletically, he is. Absolutely, he is. He's a completely different athlete, completely different style of play. I think my issue with Drake is they never finish seasons strong. He misses too many layups, and his feet are a mess. Now, I think that the footwork part's coachable, but those windows are going to go from here to there.
Right.
And you can't miss those ones. And I think that's a concern. And the other concern on top of it is, what is the organizational investment around him? They're not a very good football team.
Yeah, that seemed like that was Mac's problem. Now, I understand that, you know, Drake May is more Josh Allen and Mac Jones was more of a pocket guy. But when it comes to arm strengths and accuracy and things like that, is Drake that much better than Mac? I mean, the ability to run is one thing, but was Drake's arm stronger than Mac's? Is Drake's accuracy better than Mac's?
I think so. I think accuracy is very comparable. If you're gonna say, okay, well, where would maybe Mac have an advantage? I think the arm strength, the athleticism, the natural. The guy's a three-sport athlete. I mean, it would just he's different, you know. But you look at him and you say, okay, you know, what do they got around him? Then you look at Minnesota and you go, oh my goodness, look at what McCarthy's stepping into.
That's right.
Right? I mean, we're talking about an entirely different set of circumstances. And in that league, circumstances matter. Like, who do you have around you? Do you have the right scheme? Do you have the right coach? I was on SiriusXM the other day, and I was talking about Kurt Warner's journey. And when you think about it, like, think about all of the things that had to happen. Right? You had to have the Rams be willing to do it. You had to have Mike Martz. You had to have Trent Green go down. You had to have Marshall Faulk, Oz Hakeem, Torrey Holt, and Isaac Bruce. You had to have Orlando Pace. Like, think about all of the stars that have to align, right? So a lot of these guys that are highly touted and very, very talented are going to a situation where it may take a couple of years for the stars to align.
I think it was Brown or Dunaway that pointed out the fact that Bo Nix went in front of Brock Bowers. I've said all along that I think Brock Bowers, if he stays healthy, is the absolute can't miss in this draft. I was hoping as a Rams fan, the offense would have been unstoppable with a healthy Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and Brock Bowers with the way Sean McVay calls plays. But obviously Antonio Pierce said, look, Michael Mayer, we got him last year in the second round, but best player available at 13 is Brock Bowers. How do you think his game translates to the next level?
I tweeted last night that I thought he was pound for pound the best player in the entire draft pool. And I think it's hard to draw a comparison of somebody to him. And he hasn't played an NFL snap yet. And that's what you do when you get to that spot and the guys that you wanted, I know they wanted Jaden Daniels, wasn't going to happen, and they weren't going to be able to trade to do it. I think they would have taken Penix, all right? That didn't happen. You take the best player on the board and you figure out the rest. And what he does offensively, guys, how many tight ends do you see running jet sweeps?
I know.
Like, how many tight ends do you see in orbit motion and they're running bubble screens?
Yeah.
Like, he threatens the hashes. He threatens the numbers. He's going to be a nightmare over the middle of the field. And his run after catch abilities are so rare that there's just nobody to compare it to him. I thought it was a great pick.
So why did they draft wide receivers? I mean, why would the people that draft wide receivers not just get the uncoverable tight end Brock Bowers?
I know. Well, again, that's where you're weighing need and best player available player in your slot versus best overall player if the guy's still there. And I think there's a different set of thinking for every team in that regard. So, I mean, and listen, too, when we're having this discussion with this particular position, like, if there's not a Marvin Harrison or a Roma Dunze or some of these, if they're not in this class, then the answer to your question, I think, is a lot easier.
Look at Bill, before you go, one quick college question. They were called the Freeze Four, the receivers that Hugh Freeze recruited, both recruited through the transfer portal. Obviously, Cam Coleman, Bryce Kane, Perry Thompson, Robert Lewis, the transfer out of Georgia Southern, or excuse me, Georgia State. But now you add Keandre Lambert-Smith. I guess it's the Freeze Five now out of Penn State. What are they getting in him, and what do you make of this brand new receiving core that that Peyton Thorne will have next year?
Well, I think it's a remarkable turn of events for them because they went from really having minimal weapons to terrific weapons. So you've got five guys going out the door in the portal. You've got the three and then the kid from Cal's coming in too. With Robert Lewis, by getting Keandre Lambert, you get to move Robert Lewis inside the slot, which is probably where he belongs. And Coach Freeze loves to do stuff with the slot receiver. What I think this does is it, number one, upgrades the room because Cam Coleman is going to be special. He's going to be special. He is. It upgrades the room, but what it also does indirectly is it puts a lot more pressure on Peyton Thorne to perform because now you're not going to be able to say he doesn't have guys around him. They've got guys around him. They've got improvements around him. So this is what the transfer portal is capable of doing now. If you're doing your job and you're doing the work, you can retool something in 2 weeks that might have taken 2 years.
Someone said the balloons were because you have software that picks up on finger gestures. He said, get Luke and Bill to do another thumbs up to the camera and see what happens. Mm. Oh, there you go.
Oh!
How about that? I kind of like that.
Yeah. Hold on.
Now clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
What is quotation?
Oh, confetti.
Is that confetti?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're not on a job interview.
No, if you do that, we're going to get the eggplant.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What if I point? What does that do?
We got nothing now.
Clap your hands.
Yeah,
it's great.
Clap. Do the shake weight that you used to work out with.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are a bunch of sickos.
I didn't watch that series you and LT watched.
The baby reindeer.
I immediately got off of it. I was cursing him up and down.
We'll see, boy.
All right, Luke. Thank you. Enjoy it with Quaid, man. Y'all be good.
All right. Well, hey, will do.
See ya.
Didn't do it.
Who can film with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline?
That is crazy. Can you imagine if you were like on a, there was some show where somebody's doing a Zoom call and their face turns into like the avatar.
Oh, yeah. They had the. Yeah.
That happened a lot in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. What's everybody looking at?
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, but what if you were really on a job interview and all that stuff started to happen?
Our friends at Redmont Vodka bringing us that drunk moment with the internet.
Hey, the weekend is here. Pick up a bottle of Redmont Vodka, locally owned and operated. Charles Barkley, one of the great faces behind Redmont Vodka. It's gluten-free. It's 8 times distilled. It is absolutely fantastic. You can get it at your local package store, including the Beverage Place, Pink Package. If you're at a local bar or restaurant, ask for it by name. If they don't have it, tell them to get it. It is Redmont Vodka.
Hey, give me a cut five real quick, if you will. My man Tyler is filling in for Rockstar today. Later on, no Rockstar in the lounge, but the Floribama Lounge will come to you live from the beach as we get ready for the 40th annual Mullet Toss down there. That's coming up at about an hour from now. Some more fun still to come on the show. Bo Nix, on his own Instagram page last night, talking about being drafted 12th overall and being the quarterback of the future for the Denver Broncos.
What's up, Denver? I am so excited to be a Bronco. This is such a dream come true. From day one, Denver was my number one. I want to say thank you to the organization. I can't wait to meet the fans. Broncos country, let's go.
I mean, good for him. I hope he goes up there and kills it. I was stunned that the quarterbacks went as quickly as they did, and that, to Luke and Bill's point, from the first time I saw Bo Nix play for Pinson Valley, I saw him in high school play for Pinson Valley, to think he would be the 12th overall pick, that's a big jump.
You wonder how weird it is? I won't give names, but she was a former intern. I'll say this. A former intern of ours that made us photo cards for SEC Media Days 1 year. Remember her? Don't say her name. But anyway, she lives in Denver now. She's married.
I don't remember this.
And at the Alabama Final Four in LA, she was like, we're so excited. We're good friends. He's good friends with Izzy.
Okay.
And we're going to be such good friends with Bo and Izzy when he's drafted by the Broncos. And I was like,
They get the 12th pick, you know.
I go, he's not getting drafted by the Broncos. And she's like, they really think they are. You know, they've done some conversations. They've been to town to visit. They've already looked at, you know, neighborhoods they want to live in and, you know, near us and blah, 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 blah. And we're having this conversation in L.A. at the Final Four. I mean, it's in the bar area night after the loss, I think it was.
Okay.
And I was like, I mean, you're wishful thinking, I'm sure, but y'all can have friends in town. And then last night it happened, and I texted her instantly. I was like, wow. And she's like, we are so excited.
Okay.
We are so
excited. I just want to let you know, the Denver Broncos, though, first-round guys, Brock Osweiler.
Didn't work.
Paxton Lynch.
Well, so
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, here's what you're doing is you're talking about the myth that people that don't pay attention get sucked into when John Elway was the team president.
Yeah.
John Elway, that man knows quarterbacks. Yeah. You know what he didn't know how to do was draft quarterbacks.
Jordan could be a great general manager.
Yeah, that
in
was
basketball.
The thing John Elway was the worst at was evaluating quarterbacks in the draft. Yeah. He was awful at it.
Like, I know Denver fans wanted quarterback, but, you know, one of my really good friends, Scott Banks, who lives in Denver now, he's from originally Fort Payne. He was the guy that used to take me to June Jam all the time. Great dude. He was like floored, disgusted. I'm pulling for Bo. I know people don't believe that, but I want these. Denver, first of all, has got a rabid fan base. They're in the AFC, so I don't care what they do.
Okay.
But Bo was always a good interview for us.
State
guys
of Alabama
worked
kid.
His ass off.
Yep.
So, you know, I hope he plays well. I thought it was a little bit of a reach for him to go that high.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting that.
That's pretty wild that somebody
least,
told you that.
At least Bo and Izzy were getting some conversation that they felt like the Broncos would take them. Maybe in the second round. Maybe not 12th overall. But
I'll say this
crazy.
Is a perfect place for him. We talked about this last night on our pre-draft show from Twin Peaks. In Sean Payton's system, I think it really helped Drew Brees develop into the Hall of Fame quarterback that he is because that's what he was. You know, he would just be kind of that point guard distributing, a lot of underneath stuff, a lot of intermediate. Saban pointed it out last night. 77.5% is 77.5%.
Yeah, he said most accurate quarterback in the draft.
That's right. And that's what Saban said. And he's like, and you guys can criticize him for the quick passes, you know, the short passes, but that's what Sean Payton's going to ask you to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And to be able to throw that little quick slant pass and let them run after they catch it. That's a money play if you can make it work.
I'll go back to QBR in the pocket. We showed that graphic earlier this week, and he was at the top of the graphic. That's good. Important to Sean Payton, obviously.
Good for Bo right there. Running hot, running cold. Our friends at Hemp Hill LT will do four downs when we come back.
205-229-2090. It is going to be hot this weekend. You need to make sure that AC unit ready to keep up with this changing weather. Whether you experience plumbing, heating, or cooling issues in your home or business, they are ready to serve you. 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090. Adam, Chad, Andrew, the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Hard to stop a train. For more information, hemphillservices.com.
Follow John Lunsford on Twitter at JLunts.
Spring weather is here, and our friends at Hemp Hill Services are offering a $69 HVAC tune-up plus 10% off any service call when you mention the next round. Call Adam, Chad, and the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Make sure your HVAC unit is ready to keep up with the changing weather. Hemp Hill Services, locally owned and operated independent train dealer. The team can service all makes and models. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090 or hemphillservices.com. That's 205-229-2090, hemphillservices.com. Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap. Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the Regent's Tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green.
Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club. And don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regent's Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gem by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Slice Pizza. I was by there yesterday.
What'd you get, Jimmy?
Went by there, got a slice of pizza.
And excuse me. Salad.
No. Back up. Got a...
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Back it up, Terry. I went in there, I got a wedge that I always get when I go in there. Think of my man, Ush. It's the Ush Memorial Wedge.
The old wedge.
I go in to get the wedge, and then I got the smoked wings.
The wings are so good.
So I had a wedge and a wings, and then I went and killed some time and did our show last night at Twin Peaks. Thanks to everybody who came out. We'll be at the Barber Motorsports Park later tonight, getting ready for the Indy Grand Prix of Alabama, IndyCar racing in town this week. Whole lot of fun. Tickets still available, so go check that out. Time for four downs. Speaking of Slice, man, tell them about Slice.
It's a great place to go this weekend. Load up the family, head to one of those five locations of Slice, the original in Lakeview, Vestavia, Montevallo, Crestline Park, and now in Edgewood, the corner of Oxmoor and Broadway, created by the late Jeff Bajaya. His legacy continued to be celebrated by his brothers, Jason and Chris. Again, five locations, local pizza, local ingredients. For more information, slicebirmingham.com.
First down.
Who gets a playoff win first? Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers or Sherrone Moore with Michigan?
See, a playoff win for Michigan, I mean, yeah, it could be like an 8-9 game where they're the home team.
Got to get to the playoffs.
You do, but so does LA. I mean,
I'll go Chargers.
Not an automatic for the Chargers either.
I'll go Chargers this year.
And Justin Herbert wins all those playoff games.
No, he never has. Yeah.
I think I would go Chargers too.
Well, I mean,
you need to get that privacy agreement.
Freaking technology there, is crazy today.
Yeah,
AI is about to take over the world.
This is where we make fun of Jim being old, that he's got his ringer turned on.
No, I don't have my ringer on. It's my iPad, and it's not even turned up. It's always turned on. I will go Sherrone Moore. I'm going to bet against Harbaugh with the Chargers and Herbert winning a playoff game.
Paul Harbaugh, Nick Chargers, Nicholas Chargers will make the playoffs. I sort of feel that way too this year.
Second down.
More wins this season, Bo Nix or Peyton Thorne?
I'll go Peyton Thorne.
Keep in mind, the Bronco quarterback room right now is former Auburn quarterback Jarrett Stidham, one-time Auburn quarterback Bo Nix, and Zach Wilson. That's their room. That's their quarterback room.
I could see any of those guys starting the majority of the games this year, couldn't you?
Yeah, I'll take Peyton Thorne. 9-9 would win it.
Yeah, I'll go Peyton Thorne.
Yeah, I think even if everything breaks right for Bo, I mean, Bo to win 9 or 10 games his rookie season would be incredible.
Yeah.
And Peyton Thorne, if you win less than 9 games, it's going to be a massive disappointment for Auburn fans.
Screen is full with thorns there.
Yep.
SSS tie at 7.
Do you think there's another NFL franchise right now? I don't think there is another team that's got three quarterbacks in the room, and you're like, I could see any of those three guys being the majority of the stars.
Do you think Jared Stidham really could be the majority of the stars?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
Stidham, Nix, and Zach Wilson?
Well, I just think if you've got first-round money and Bo, you think he starts right away? I do, yeah.
I don't know who the other two guys are in Las Vegas behind Gardner Minshew, and I don't know who...
Aiden O'Connell, and I don't know who quarterback three is.
Yeah, and I don't know who the other guy is in Atlanta, but those two, I could see any of those three starting any game.
Third down.
More wins over the next 2 years, Michael Penix Jr. or his former backup who's now at Alabama, Austin Mack?
Over the next 2 years?
Yep.
Well, I mean, I don't think Penix, I mean, it's going to take a injury to Kirk Cousins, which has happened.
Because he can't even get mad about what happened and walk away from $100 million guaranteed.
Oh, no. He's playing for the Falcons. Yeah. I will say more wins.
I'm going to say my...
I just don't know where... I mean, Austin Mack is far from a guaranteed starter next year.
Yeah, tie at zero, LT.
Yeah, I mean, I think the easy answer would be zero here. I'll go Penix. I'll gamble. I don't want to do this to Kirk Cousins, but I'll gamble on an injury and go Penix.
Yeah, I would go Penix just based on the injury.
Yeah, I'll agree
with
Brown.
Fourth down.
Derek Jeter, 50 today.
Jeets.
Ariana Grande, 31. Ultimately better career.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, again, before we jump to the sports angle, and I know Jeter is one of the best ever, but Ariana Grande, I mean, people believe she's one of the best vocalists. She churns out albums, not at the pace of Taylor Swift, but she's only 31. She's an actress. I think she's got one of the top 10 Instagram accounts in the world, for whatever that's worth, which is probably a lot.
It's probably worth a great amount.
Yes. Lil T would tell you it's worth a lot. Worth a lot. I'm going to say Jeets.
Jeets has not really helped himself in
front office.
The front office role. And that's the mistake a lot of these guys make is they finish playing and then they hurt their image in the front office role.
Yeah, and here's the thing. At 31, I would guarantee you she has more money now than Jeets will ever have.
I probably would agree with that. Yeah.
I'll look at Jeter's net worth. You look at Ariana Grande.
I mean, that music money is good money.
Yeah, I'm going to say Ariana's around 300 and Jeter's probably around 200.
It depends on whether or not she writes any of her songs.
Oh, she does.
Jeter's net worth is $200 million.
I've got Ariana Grande at 240. So
closer than
it's
you
very
thought.
Close. Yeah.
No, it's close. I mean, Jeter made a ton of money, but the fact that she's 31.
Yeah, Ariana's still earning and Jeter's is going to.
But her genre, I don't know how much longer she'll be. Earning.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you, she's not going to do it at 40.
Gwen Stefani does it at 40.
Yeah, she was better
at 50.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani was better than Ariana Grande.
You're insane. A different style. Gwen Stefani's a rocker. They age.
I like Gwen Stefani.
She ages. Rockers age old. You don't age old when you're the pop star.
I think the Brian No Bowers. Doubt stuff ages, but the other stuff, the Gwen Stefani solo stuff, has kind of just been forgotten, mostly.
No Doubt's reunited.
No Doubt.
Yeah. That is our four downs today, brought to you by...
Five locations of Slice. Get in this weekend from the Soul Pie, the Bajaya Special, the Hot Mama. What'd you have yesterday?
I had the...
Spicy wine.
No, I didn't have a slice. I had the wings.
Oh, yeah. Great wings, desserts, a stop in. See the Bajaya brothers. Tell them the next round sent you. Local pizza, local ingredients.
All right. When we come back, some of this great sound that Foresters put forth. Still to come, Dallas Turner, Caleb Williams, and Terrion Arnold reacts. What a moment from Terrion, because 275,000 people were attending the draft. And then the hometown team traded up for our man, Terrion Arnold, and he got to go out there like he had just won the freaking lottery. What a moment last night. All that coming up on the show that's brought to you by our friends at MyBookie. Use the promo code NEXTROUND and our friends at Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. This is TNR.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.